The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. End of our show.
I did a different one with the Southern accent, and my husband says you can't do that.
Why?
I said why, and he said because it's offensive.
It's offensive.
It's people. You sound stupid.
Oh, is that right? When you put your finger in your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
He says you sound like a Trumper.
Oh. I don't know if anyone heard that, but we don't talk politics on this show.
No. Anyway, hi.
Hey, this is Lynn.
And Ben.
And together we are Stuff. And we are every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, pre-recorded WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And we love it here.
We have so much fun.
Yeah. We're going to do an overnighter someday.
No, we're not. She thinks we are, but I'll let her think that
way
for a
while.
Onesies. Makes
we
her
could
happy.
Wear onesies. People could come here right at the glass store.
You would wear onesies?
I have a onesie my daughter gave me. It's pink fur. It's pink, like, soft.
You could wear it now? It fits you?
In the winter? Oh, it's an adult one.
Oh. It's I could see that word get snaps on the bottom.
This one does not have the snaps on the back. They all should. That should be mandatory in the onesie making facilities. So if
you mean
out
long
there,
johns.
Long johns.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Onesies. I don't believe mine have feet in them, which is good because if they have feet in them and you grow, you got to cut the feet off.
That don't stretch?
No. Don't you remember when your kids wore them and they got tall and their toes would start to poke through and you just cut the feet off of the onesie and then they walked around with the cut off bottoms?
Never used them, sorry. That's a sight to behold.
I haven't thought of that in forever.
Wow.
Forever. It's
well, anyway, if I find out that nobody would be offended one day, I'll try it.
All right. I love what you did. It sounds like my little person that I do with my grandchildren, who I haven't done in a long time, and her name is Baby Mima.
Her name is Baby
Mima, because I am not Grandma. I am Mima, and Baby Mima comes to visit the grandchildren, and it's really funny now that they're older, because they either hang up if we call them on the phone.
I know
or they'll
that.
Block their ears and say, Mima, no. Because I'll call and say, hey, hi, how you doing? Somebody wants to talk to you. And they right away, Mima, no. And I'll say,
it's Baby Mima, and I love you. I love you so much. I would like to kiss you.
Like I just did.
Did you turn me off?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't even know why I put on eyeshadow and everything in the morning when I come here because,
you know,
yeah, whatever.
It's not going to matter.
No, nah. It isn't going to matter. Anything new?
Yes and no. No, not really.
Not really?
No.
Yeah, not really.
But it's okay.
It is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it's something really clever. At least I thought it was clever because the thing I've got today is safety hints for people. And I came up with two of them I never found on inline or online. And I don't know if anybody else knows these. And I don't know if I made them up or somebody else has already known about them. But I have two that I liked and I thought I would share.
Okay. I like how you twisted your fingers all together while you were talking. I will say, and I do want to ask for help from anyone out there who knows about growing potatoes.
What about it?
I grew my potatoes in a big container. I do it every year, and I dumped them out the other day, and the ones closest to the top were red potatoes, beautiful, shiny skins, big. As I got digging deeper, the potatoes are scaly, bumpy, weird.
Did you get the water so that it would go to the bottom of the pot?
I had drainage in the bottom of the pot, but that's a really good point because I'm wondering if I did not have enough drainage in my pot because we had lots of that
soaking rain. Oh, they got rotted.
So when you cut them open, some of them look fine, but even the good ones, when I cut them open, there was something wrong. There was a huge brown spot in the center.
Too much water.
Of each one. So, you know, I went online and some people said, just peel them, they're fine. And then somebody said, well, they're kind of edible, but you probably want to check. And I thought, oh, man. So I only, you know, we ate just a few that were. So if anybody out there really knows, I could watch a YouTube video and all. You do? You know about potatoes?
No, I'm just saying it sounds as if they got waterlogged.
Mm-hmm. I think they did.
And if I'm wrong, mea culpa.
You have to go like that. I think. Oh,
well. pound.
All right, my dear. Do you want the quote first or do you want to do your riddles first?
Oh, quote.
Okay, so here we go. This is I found a whole bunch of motivational quotes under categories. So here's a couple of motivational quotes for men.
Mm-hmm.
They're students, success. There's all kinds of categories. So here, I will do this one. Try not to become a man of success, but rather become a man of value. Albert Einstein.
He said that?
Well, that's what it says here. Try not to become a man of success, but rather be a man of value. And the way I think about that is, if you're a man of value, I think success will come to you because success is relative. Success could be defined as so many different things.
Oh, bad pun.
Success is relative.
Einstein.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I didn't even think of that. That was magic.
Ooh, that was magic.
Oh, my word.
That was... That's hysterical. Okay. Oh, so you weren't even listening to the quote. You were after I said that.
Oh, well, I was. I heard the quote, but then I thought of that.
You did.
And then I thought, no, I don't believe it. But that's okay. He can be wrong, even though he was a genius.
Oh, I think that if you're a man of value, you will have success. And I don't mean monetarily. I mean in life.
Yeah.
Success.
Okay. That's wonderful.
And that's what Albert Einstein
says. I'm so glad you were so attached to that.
Well, thank you. I feel like I'm going to faint. No, I don't. Okay.
My questions today are set up as in Double Jeopardy. Or not Double Jeopardy, just simply Jeopardy.
Like Double Jeopardy the crime?
No.
Oh, okay.
The program.
The program. Okay.
It's going to be a long time.
Yes, it is, and it's only an hour.
The study of life is known as this. Number one, she is known for her hit song, Bad Guy. Number two.
Huh.
The Trial and the Metamorphosis are works by this Czech author. Number three.
What? You expect... are these connected in some way?
No.
They're separate.
Yeah.
They're all individual.
Yeah.
Study of life, the person who did the hit Bad Guy, and something about trials and metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis. It's a book.
And it's called The Trial.
Yep.
Of?
No, there are two different stories.
Oh, I see. So the first one is Trial.
Uh-huh. The Trial.
Oh, The Trial. I got it. Okay. And then the second book is
The Metamorphosis.
The Metamorphosis. And this is a Czech author.
Wow. Okay. Maybe I overstepped.
No.
Okay. Because I read them both. And
oh, yeah. No.
In school. And
oh, I've never heard of them.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't a reader.
Okay.
You know, I remember kids walking around. And I'm actually going to see these kids on Saturday night. We're having our 50th class reunion this
Woo-hoo.
Weekend. And some of these kids, you know, they're walking around school carrying War and Peace. And that was a big book. And it didn't really fit quite well in my backpack with all my other things. So I didn't read it. I actually chose John Steinbeck, The Pearl, because it was only about a half an inch thick. And it fit really nicely. And, you know, between my pocketbook and my brush and...
Run, rabbit, run.
We didn't have water bottles back then, but we had stuff. We carried stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. You feel good about that now?
I do. I feel very good.
Okay.
All right. What are you sharing with us today?
Safety stuff. And it's really good. They are. They're really good. Some of it's funny, but not all of it. But the two that I had told you about that I thought I had made up, and I probably didn't and just heard it someplace, but I would like to take... credit.
You can take credit.
Okay.
There's nobody here but you and me.
Yeah, right. If you're wearing a long skirt or a robe or something that has a lot of material in it and it's kind of hard to find the pocket and you're trying to put something in the pocket, don't try to put it in the pocket. When you find the pocket, put your hand in it and then with the other hand, put the item in your hand that's in the pocket.
You have on something, and it's difficult to put something in the pocket.
Uh-huh.
So you find the pocket with one hand.
Yes.
And then you reach with the other hand across your body and put it in that pocket.
In the hand.
That's in the hand. The pocket. Oh, in the hand that's in the pocket.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
In a way, because that way you know it won't fall out.
And also, you're not taking that thing and moving it all around your hip and trying to find the pocket where mm-hmm. you just find it and then put it in your hand. Hand
yep.
That's already in the pocket. Did you make that up?
I think so.
I think that should be published.
The other one was if you're unsteady on your feet
when
you're walking. No. You can walk while you're sitting down, but it looks funny.
Yes, it does.
No, you just come down heavy on your heel. And I've tried this and it works. It steadies your walk. If you feel shaky or you're scuffling or whatever, come down on your heel first and walk that way.
So don't do toe heel. Don't do flat foot.
Right.
Balance on your heel, which is the firmest part and the one that's in line with... This makes sense because it's in line with your body.
Yeah.
Whereas the other part is just the flipper.
And I've tried... I've tried it and it works. It really works. It steadies my gait.
All right. So if you want to steady your gait, try it. Easy to try.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay.
All right. So I was looking in Reader's Digest online and I looked up odd divorces.
Oh, boy.
I thought this might be fun. So this divorce happened because he built a wall. All right. Here we go. Literally. He literally built a wall. So in 2009, so these aren't even old, real old, a German woman filed for divorce after her husband knocked down a wall and rebuilt a wall in their home because he said it got dirty.
The home or the wall?
The wall. Now, this, you think I'm...
He's walled in the wall?
He knocked down the wall because it was dirty.
Okay.
He rebuilt a wall because the first wall was just dirty. So we don't clean it or paint it. We knock it down and we rebuild the wall. So it says this was apparently the final straw in their 15-year marriage during which...
I'm afraid to know what else happened before that.
Well, it says here... In their 15-year marriage, the husband obsessively cleaned the house and rearranged the furniture. So
well,
he
then
was
it was his fault it
obsessive.
Was dirty.
Probably because he didn't clean it well.
Yeah.
Maybe he cleaned it and he ruined the paint. Maybe he used something and then
could
he just
be.
Knocked. That is a little bit, very, very much, not a little bit. That's very weird.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Carry a fake wallet.
So I wonder if she had a clean break. Okay.
Carry a fake wallet when traveling. Avoid high traffic, claustrophobic areas, which are breeding grounds for pickpockets, or carry a bogus wallet with a few bucks inside and keep the rest of this stuff that's really important hidden.
That's a very good idea because then if you're robbed, they think that's all you've got.
Yep.
You probably want to put some other fake stuff in there, right?
Who knows?
Yeah, some old cards you might have.
I'd write down a little note. I see you.
Yeah. Or I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because then they'll know that I might have another wallet.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah.
So have you ever had to hide your money on you when you're traveling anytime?
I have, just to be safe. Just
where do you put it? Wait.
The girls
Like
company.
Okay. So I know that there are also belts that you can buy that open and you can put stuff in a belt. It's kind of a thin spot.
Yeah.
When I was in New York City, I remembered that you should wear your pocketbook with the strap over your, around your neck and across your body.
I do that anyway.
But then I heard that they're good. They come along the back of you. They know how to take a blade and cut that strap from the back and pull your pocketbook out. So they say to put the strap underneath your clothes.
I put it usually under in the winter under my jacket.
Under your jacket.
But I would think if they came along with a knife to cut it, you would feel that happening and just automatically grab. Because there's a test between men and women. If a woman sits and a man sits and they drop a potato into the lap, the woman is more prone to close her legs and catch it. A man is more prone to open his legs and let it fall. Stop thinking about that. She's
I'm
got this smirking look on her face.
I'm trying to picture that and wonder why.
Because women are more nurturing and don't want to hurt, or if it's something's going to be on them, they want to protect themselves.
Ah.
And a man is just like, yeah.
Get away.
Yeah.
Yeah, get away. Huh. That's interesting.
Hmm.
That'd be a good thing to see. I bet there's a YouTube video about that.
I wonder.
I bet there is. Oh. So this says, earlier this year, I don't know what year this is because I don't know when this was published, but anyway, a California woman left her husband of 22 years when she found out he had voted for President Donald J. Trump. Apparently, this quote-unquote betrayal, as she put it, was the tipping point. It opened up areas between us I had not faced before, so I left him.
Wow. That's kind of like cruel, man.
Well, you kind of have to realize that everybody is going to vote for who they vote for.
Right,
and that's just the way it
right.
is. Yeah.
Of course, I wouldn't let him back in the house. But
or make his life miserable for the rest of his life?
I'd do something. I'd remind him of it daily.
Okay.
Air horns. Buy two air horns. One for your home and one for your neighbor. Now listen, this is important. If either of you hear this air horn, you agree to call 911 and direct first responders to the other's house.
Wow.
At 2 a.m., people are going to hear that piercing alarm and know something's up. The added benefit is that the noise would scare off the bad guy.
I think that's true for sure.
If you're in trouble and you can't help yourself and there's no way for you to call for help or whatever, blow that air horn and mm-hmm. your neighbor will know to call the police.
And that is loud.
Yes.
I have one and they are ear-piercing. Ear-piercing loud.
I like that one.
There's another thing you can do is put your key fob next to your bed.
So it honks the car?
So you can push the little red button, the mm-hmm, alarm button. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you hear something in your house, you can just push that and your car alarm will go off.
I don't have a car alarm.
Well, then you need the air horn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I would say put maybe three. Put one in your home, one in your car.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And one in your
neighbor's home. Yeah.
Love it. So maybe you could do your neighbor on each side.
Hey.
All three of you.
Yeah. If there's three neighbors.
If there's three neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what if your neighbor's far away? You still blow the air horn. I think it would still scare, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah.
The person away.
Could be. Hmm. But I thought that was a great one.
I think so, too. Share another.
Shred your junk mail. Everybody should know this. Your garbage is a reflection of you. Wow, what a horrible thing to think of. Be sure to destroy any junk mail, family prescriptions, debit and credit card, paperwork, bills, and investments before you trash them. Or as I do, and I'm obsessed with this, I shred everything.
So you have a shredder?
I do.
Those are fun.
They are fun.
Is your shredder one that you can put several pages in, or will it jam?
I don't want to test it.
Yeah, I've jammed the one that we had. I don't know if we still have it. And I agree about shredding stuff that you put in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I do peel the labels off of prescription bottles and things like that.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, well, you know, it's going in the trash. It's going in the truck. But you know what? You just don't know who might be looking through there. And I do know that on garbage day, people come around. And I know they're looking for cans to bring to the store because mm-hmm. there's a deposit. But you just never know what else they might find that might help them do some identity theft.
You got it.
Because he divorced her first.
She divorced him because he divorced her first?
Well, let's see. 4 months after their 1994 wedding, a New York man secretly divorced his wife in the Dominican Republic.
Wait a minute. How long were they married?
Well, she didn't find out for 22 years.
Oh, okay.
So this was 4 months they had been married.
And he did
that. To answer your question, yep. And he secretly divorced his wife in the Dominican. She didn't find out for another 22 years, during which time they went on with their lives as a married couple, raising a son and living a good life, jetting between homes in New York and France. When she learned the truth, after she discovered that she was not listed as an owner on the deed to their homes, her husband claimed it was an attempt to protect their assets. She believes it was an attempt to rob her of assets, and she is now seeking to nullify the divorce and presumably divorce him legally in New York.
Wow, I've never heard such a thing.
I've never heard of anyone nullifying their divorce. I've heard of them nullifying their marriage.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Well, wouldn't somebody have sent her a notice or something?
She probably just lived her life and didn't pay attention, and he handled everything. Maybe he handled the mail and the bills and all that. obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
She never looked
at... You got to think it's a nefarious reason.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, where else does
Projecting her assets. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
My big toe.
22 years.
Wow.
22 years.
Wow.
Ouch.
Okay. At one time, I had on my phone something that connected to my husband's phone, and I could tell where he was if I wanted to find him, if I thought something was going on or whatever, for whatever reason. And he understood that, and he said, okay. Now it says you should turn those off. Do you really want everyone to know where you are, where you've been, and exactly when a photo was taken? Use a caption to describe what you're seeing and be vague. Revealing a region is likely more secure than saying an exact street in San Diego. So if I'm watching my husband drive along a road, and somebody else could also pin into that.
Really?
Yeah.
So I have an app on my phone called Find My Friend.
Yeah.
Only the people in it, my family, are in it.
Uh-huh.
I would hate to think that other people can access that, because you're right. It shows you their exact location. You can watch the car driving down the road, and you know if they're close to home or if they're...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to be really careful to check out. I'll check that out.
You never know.
It's crazy.
Is that not weird?
Hey, you know what? Survivor was on last night. I just thought of it. It just popped in my head. You don't look excited.
I don't. No. It's not that. No. But I know you like it, so that's all that matters.
47 seasons of Survivor, and we've never missed a season.
Okay.
Ever.
All right.
And just thought I'd throw it out there.
Okay, but what's so special about it last night?
Survivor? It was the first night of the season. That was the
first
night.
So you just wanted to alert us to the fact that you were watching. Okay. All right.
And if there are any other Survivor fans out there, you know it was the first night. And wasn't it good? Oh, my gosh. It was good.
Okay.
So anyway.
I'm so happy you're happy.
This says, stuff you can't make up. A 34-year-old man filed for divorce from his 28-year-old bride just days after the wedding.
Days?
Yeah. You know why? He saw her without makeup. So listen to this. According to Dr. Abdul Aziz Asaf, a psychologist at the clinic where the woman sought help in recovering from her psychological suffering as a result, this doctor was told this. Apparently, the man felt that his wife had deceived him with cosmetics, including false eyelashes. The deception was discovered when the two went to the beach together, and a dip in the ocean washed away her makeup.
Does this mean that he's going to keep wearing his
toupee? I know.
Oh, what a
sleaze.
Isn't
that crazy?
What a sleaze. And don't tell me in all the time they were together ahead of time, she never took off her makeup.
Do you know that I read a book before I got married when I was 19 years old called The Total Woman by Maribel Morgan? I'll never forget it. And she said in the book, never let him see you without makeup. And never put your makeup anywhere where he can see it in the house. You keep it somewhere where he doesn't have to look at your makeup. I mean, this book was a book, if I had it now, I would burn. There are a couple of cute little ideas in this book that I had, but it was definitely, like the Dick Van Dyke Show, where every time he comes home, she's in a dress.
Yeah,
and hello, darling, I have dinner ready for you. You know, that kind of, sorry, everybody, if this is offensive.
But, it's sexist and what's that word?
I don't know.
Misogynist.
Whatever. Yeah, I would like to get a massage. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evgo Hypnosis. Join Evco Hypnosis October 17th for the inaugural Hypno Mixer for singles at J7 on Winter Street in Pittsfield. Discover the benefits of hypnosis while mingling with other singles in a relaxed and enjoyable setting. For more details and to register, visit evcohypnosis.com.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Okay.
Hello, we are back, and I am Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we have a show called Stuff. Every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7, as you know, and we are continuing our show. This is the second half. And Bev has got some interesting questions.
These are Jeopardy questions. The study of life is known as this. She is known for her hit song, Bad Guy. The Trial and the Metamorphosis are works by this Czech author.
Man. Are any of these going to be answers that I would say, oh, should have known that?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
One.
The Study of Life. Probably. Okay. I don't know that answer. I don't know that answer.
Learn how to spot a liar.
Oh.
There will always be people out there attempting to deceive you. Watch for a person who is trying to convince rather than trying to convey. When you ask a deceitful person a question, he or she will usually add a lot of unnecessary information rather than giving you the only answer you're asking for.
Very interesting. That should be a poster on walls everywhere.
Let's say, I have an example. If you go up to someone and say, did you take my car? An honest answer would be a straight no, right off the bat. But something who's hiding something may say, hey, I'm an honest person. I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah. Or what do you mean, did I take your car? Why would you think I took your car?
Yeah.
You know, I don't need your car. I would have asked you if I was going to take your car.
These are for politicians because I can't tell you the number of times I've heard questions asked of politicians where they really don't answer.
And they do what's called double speak.
Yes.
And I learned about that a long time ago, and then I started to pay attention.
Mm-hmm,
and exactly like you said, I look and say, oh, you're not even answering the question.
That's not the question that was asked.
And then I wait for the moderator to say, excuse me, you didn't answer my question, but they barely ever do that.
They barely do.
And I don't understand why they don't pull it back in and say, okay, sir, ma'am,
I'm going to keep harping on this until you
answer. I want an answer to the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't call it a talent. I don't know if it's learned. I don't know if it's just natural for some of these people, but it's not limited to politicians either.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Just say it.
And don't say I have good news and bad news.
I know. And if someone said to you, I have good news and bad news, which one would you want to hear first?
Bad.
Yeah. Me too.
Because then the good better be really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cry either way. Hey, so we're still talking about odd divorces. Yes, from Reader's Digest.
Mm-hmm.
The Devil Made Him Do It is the title of this next one. An Italian man filed for divorce on the grounds that his wife was possessed by the devil.
And he had proof?
Apparently, the woman had displayed inexplicable behavior since 2007, including fits, body stiffening, and even self-levitation.
Yes, huh?
Yeah. A court in Milan granted the divorce, acknowledging the existence of the behavior, but declining to say it was his wife's fault. So I have heard of body stiffening and, of course, fits.
Yeah, of course.
Self-levitation.
That's different.
Because I do not believe that you can levitate.
Can you sit in a chair and lift your legs? Isn't that self-levitation?
I don't know. Interesting. There's so many things beyond these little snippets.
Yeah. Did it mean that she actually lifted off the ground?
She must have lifted off the ground.
Lifted off the ground. I got all my stuff, I should tell you, from bestlifeonline.com.
Good.
All right. Think like a burglar. To know how a burglar must approach your house, get inside their head. Walk around the outside of your home once or twice with the mind of a home invader. Think, if I'm a burglar, which windows look easy to break or climb through? Then look through the windows. Can you see expensive items that might tempt a thief? If so, you've got some rearranging to do. And then afterwards, make sure each of these windows has locks and curtains or blinds that can be drawn when you're not home.
Mm-hmm. I've seen really good security bars on basement windows.
Yeah.
Some with alarms, some without alarms, because unfortunately, there are people who come and take copper tubing, copper pipes.
Yeah.
Right through the, they're pros.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to get in, they know how to do it, and they know how to get it out and go.
You got it.
So this is good advice for today.
Yeah.
No more Mr. Nice Guy is this one.
Oh.
Rashida Lucas divorced her husband. His name is T.P. That toilet paper to me. Because as she said on national television, he was just too nice.
Ah.
He was too nice. The chief among Lucas's grievances were that TP said, "I love you too much," and that he was such a good cook that it had caused her to gain weight. Normally, though, "I love you" is not one of the things you should never say to your spouse. So she was, something's wrong.
Something is seriously
but
wrong.
But I have to say, if you keep saying, if you say I love you all the time, it kind of gets watered down. If it's constant.
Depends on what you do with it.
Okay, well, that's another show. Lovey-dovey.
We are.
Are you lovey-dovey?
Yes, we are. Lots of it. The second one goes, this goes with the one I just read about being a burglar. Lock your second floor windows. You might think it's unnecessary, but second story men refers to burglars who prefer to break into a home through a second floor window because they know that most homeowners don't tend to lock their windows and doors. So make sure you lock up the second floor access points. But this is important. Lock any ladders you keep outside to prevent the burglars from using them.
Oh, yes. So they can go and get into your shed, or they can see them laying around in your yard, or in your garage, or just outside if you're working on your house, and you leave the ladder. Wow. Alarm system. Everything's screaming, alarm, alarm system, alarm system.
I know.
And now you can put in your own. You know, you don't have to hire a company. You can put in your own alarm system and have it alarmed. And I think you can possibly even have it monitored without having to call a company to have them come in and put it all in. And say,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
She kept a decades-old secret. So after more than 70 years of marriage, a 99-year-old Italian man divorced his wife after he stumbled across love letters she had written to a secret lover in the 1940s.
Before or after they met?
Well, it sounds like they were married, and I'll tell you, the next sentence will help you to decide. The wife then confessed to having an affair and begged for her husband's forgiveness.
Oh.
But the husband wasn't having it. Apparently, their marriage had been long, but it had also been rocky.
Oh, dear.
But they lasted 70 years together.
I would think by that time you wouldn't want to leave, because where else would you go?
I know.
Huh.
99 years old.
Please. Wow.
99 years old.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
This is one you should pay strict attention to. Mm-hmm. It's be polite during traffic stops. When a police officer approaches your automobile, follow these steps to display courtesy and show that you are no threat. Turn off your radio. Turn off the car. Keep your hands on the steering wheel, or rest both of your empty hands outside the window. If it's dark, turn on the interior lights to show you have nothing to hide. Once the officer approaches, ask if you should stay inside or exit the vehicle. But, let me see if I can find my butt here. There is something you should never, ever say to a cop who comes to your car for whatever reason. Who are you to tell me what to do?
That's
kind of a dumb thing. You
know? Uh-huh.
You don't get to tell me where I go or what I can't say.
Ouch.
No, please don't say that. I pay your salary.
Ouch.
That's another one. You're a jerk? I would call that assault.
Ouch.
Don't you have anything better to do me? Okay. And the last one? You're talking to me when there are actual criminals out there?
Ouch.
Yeah.
So all those things, a police officer's job is so threatening.
Oh, my gosh.
They have to be on all the time. And those types of things, I think, as a police officer, would raise yellow flags as to, okay, if you're like this.
Are you drunk?
What are you really hiding in your car that you might grab to assault me? Or it's, yeah, the whole drunk thing, but his safety or her safety. And with all that's gone on in the last several decades, man, I'd be sure it was a cop.
Yeah. Because they are.
Yeah, I'd be sure it was a real cop.
Well, yeah. I was a meter maid, and I was on the radio, what do you call it?
In
the station.
Yeah, you were the dispatcher.
Dispatcher, yep. For about 4 years, and the things I heard, maybe I should write those down and show off of it.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet you heard a lot.
Uh-huh.
A lot of strange things, scary things.
But it was, that was the best job I'd ever had.
Yeah?
It really was. Well, it was so interesting.
And you only had it for 4 years. Why did you leave?
Because I left Texas.
Oh, that sounds like a song. Because I left Texas. I was a meter maid, but I left Texas.
I was a meter maid for about 3 months, and then I was a dispatcher.
Yeah, that would be really cool to hear the things that you
I'll have to think
encountered.
About that. Yeah.
So in this divorce, someone lost a bet, and it was him. He lost a bet. In 2007, a Russian man ran out of money while he was playing poker. You ready? So he bet his wife, and he lost. When his wife found out, she left him for the man who'd won her and won her heart. Oh, my gosh.
Either that's made up or that's a really good one.
He messed up if that's real. Or
sell your boy. Put your wife.
She left him, and the guy who got her won her heart.
Well, the guy who won her must have agreed to the bet in the first place, so he must have wanted her.
I'll bet there's more to the story.
Ooh.
Well, who was it that did the radio show? And at the end, he'd say, "And now you know the rest."
Hardy.
Yes.
Paul Hardy.
Paul Harvey.
Harvey.
Paul
That's
Harvey.
Right. That's right.
I'd like Paul Harvey, if you were alive, to find out the rest of the story. He was great.
Designate, this is something you should do, a secret family code phrase. If a family member is ever in trouble or afraid, saying a code word or phrase can tip others off to an emergency without alarming a kidnapper or someone of that ilk. Say something normal like, "How is Aunt Jen feeling?"
Oh.
"How was work today?"
Oh, yeah.
That kind of
thing. Yeah, not a word. Because a word, if it was, you know, triceratops, you wouldn't use that word.
No.
Normal conversation. But
right.
Yeah. How, you know, "Please tell Aunt Bertha that I miss her." And there's no
something,
Aunt Bertha.
Something that you wouldn't
that's
be.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good.
And I love the signals, the hand signals that they have
yes.
now.
Yes. Did you see that?
I think that's genius.
There are some YouTube videos where police officers have, you know, they have their body cams. And that's actually taken place.
Mm-hmm.
A kid in a car knew what the hand, I don't know what the hand signal is. And she put it up against the window.
Yep.
Yeah. It happened also on an airplane that I had seen.
How do you get off an airplane?
They moved her. Well, I didn't see it. I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know how that... You know, sometimes I wonder how these things get videoed and if they're real. But what it showed was a woman in a seat with a gentleman next to her. And the woman was getting a drink. And when she was handing her the drink and the guy was looking down, she did a hand signal, and the flight attendant knew, and the flight attendant was really good offering, the girl said she didn't feel well, and the flight attendant offered to move her, and the guy was just not having it, but the flight attendant did move her, and I don't know what happened next, but.
Wow.
Yeah. So this one, this little divorce.
Yeah.
For one Japanese couple who had been married for 6 years, the movie Frozen was the deal breaker. After watching it, he made the mistake of asking her, "Do you really think that it was a good movie?" Well, apparently she did. And the fact that he could even ask that question made her question what sort of person he was. And she couldn't seem to let it go.
No.
She moved out of their marital residence soon after. Well, that's ridiculous.
That is silly.
That's ridiculous.
Just
I would be glad if my husband said, "Hey, so you thought that movie was good?"
I'd say, yeah.
And I would say, "Yeah, I did."
I enjoyed it.
He would say, "Really? I don't like it at all." And I say, "Really? Well, you're a guy. You wouldn't like Frozen."
Well, why would he go then?
Well, maybe they watched it on TV. Well, they're in Japan. So, well, that's just... Well, wait a minute. I'm thinking in my head they don't have television. Okay. I don't know where they saw it, but she couldn't let it go.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately.
Gotcha.
She could not let it go.
This is something I'm not sure about. It says, learn how to handle a gun. This is even for people who don't have guns.
Oh.
You should know the 5 fundamental rules of firearm safety. Treat every gun as if it is loaded.
Mm.
Never point a weapon at anything you don't intend to destroy. Never put your finger on a gun's trigger unless you make a conscious decision to shoot.
Mm.
Always be sure of your target, what's beyond it, and what's between you and your target. And when not in use, lock it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's not familiar with a gun, I can see if they're in a situation where somebody has one and they're able to get hold of it away from the gunman, what do you do with it? I mean, could you hurt yourself if you don't know how to handle it?
Or if you have a gun and you don't know how to handle it, they could take it from you.
Yeah. So I'm up and down on this one.
I am too. I always have been. I believe that you should protect yourself, but I get scared because I'm not trained in a gun.
Right.
So it's locked up somewhere.
So I'm wondering if you wouldn't have to be anywhere near a real gun, but if there was another way to learn about what they look like and where to
mm-hmm.
push and pull mm-hmm. and that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Mm-hmm. Classes.
Yeah, or use a plastic gun or something.
To practice with.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I took gun safety to get my license to carry, they had...
When did you get a license to carry?
Oh, a while back.
Really?
Stockbridge chief of police. He's passed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Really nice. And I got it just because I have one. But the not pointing it was very difficult during the class because every time I picked one up, I'm looking at it and I'm pointing it right at him. And he said, no, you don't point. And it's just hard because you're not trained. And I think carrying a gun and not being trained is not a good thing.
And if you put your finger on the trigger, even if you don't know if you're going to shoot or not, you could accidentally pull the trigger.
And if your adrenaline is running.
Or you get a tremor or something.
I'm just going to stay home. I'm just going to stay in my house and lock all my doors and have my air gun. My what is that called? The thing you talked about, the horn, the air horn.
Air horn.
Yeah, and some pizza. And
I want to live underground. I want to build an underground place.
Speaking of underground, we went kayaking at a place in near Washington.
Don't tell me
Mountain
you went
Road.
Underground.
No. We went. To Benton Pond, and it was beautiful. And the reason I thought it when you said underground is there were several beaver dams, and we rode all around the beaver dams.
Oh, beaver as in the animal.
And have you ever gotten up close to a beaver dam?
No.
It's really cool.
It
doesn't smell very good. But every time you look at a log, it's all chewed pointy at the end. You can see their little teeth. Their teeth marks and everything.
Denying,
and so when you said underground, I thought they live in that pile under their quote unquote ground.
Okay. Is it my turn or yours?
Yours.
Try to avoid a room on the first floor of a hotel if you can. As with all structures, it's common knowledge that the first floor is the easiest floor to breach. And be sure to engage both the automatic door lock and the typical swinging metal lock, as well as any deadbolt locks that may be on the door's interior.
True.
Consider leaving your TV or radio on when you're not in room. Place your do not disturb. Whenever you're not in your room, even if you're just leaving for an hour, put your do not disturb sign on the door because it'll look like you're in there and you don't want to be bothered.
I do that.
I have too.
I do that. Mm-hmm. That's good advice, and yes, it still makes me want to stay home.
Okay.
Are we ready?
We are ready.
Okay.
The study of life is known as this.
I've no idea.
She is known for her hit song, Bad Guy.
I have no idea.
The Trial and the Metamorphosis are works by this Czech author.
No idea.
And if you did, how would you answer?
If I did, how would I answer?
The study of life is known as this, since this is a Jeopardy question, what would you say?
I would say, what is...
There you go.
Anatomy.
Biology. I know that's not...
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Now, that's the one you said you would do that for.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Billie Eilish had the song Bad Guy. I don't know that much about it.
I've heard the name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Frank Kafka is a Czech writer.
I have not heard of him.
Oh, okay.
And so,
all right.
Who is Frank Kafka?
There you go.
Did I win?
Yeah.
Ding, ding,
sure.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you. See you next time.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.